Thursday, Nan Lesnick joins us for the last time on a Thursday this morning and today as we have a chance to kind of review some of the most important things that we've talked about over the years with her when it comes to planning for your retirement. Nan, welcome back.
Thank you, Mark. It's nice to be here for this bittersweet moment of the last time we're going to do this broadcast.
Well, we're sure going to miss you.
I've really
enjoyed these chats that we've done over the years, and you've done such a great job of putting information out there to help folks. And so for one more time, we'll take a bite at the apple here. If you remember nothing else, I guess what we'll focus on today and for Saturday is the most important points that you want to get across to people. And I would say probably number one on the list has to do with Social Security claiming strategies.
Yep, that's exactly right. People want to be sure that they get their Social Security claiming right. And I just read an article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, I believe, that said that in the last tough time in the economy, 45% of the people who claimed Social Security at age 62 regretted it later, because the tough times that you might be in right now, the tough times that your portfolio might be experiencing, those are temporary situations. But Social Security decisions are permanent. So it's really, really important that you understand why you're claiming. And let me just say one thing about that. If you feel as though you need the income, that there's no way you can make it without claiming Social Security benefits at this point in time, be sure that it's the lower benefit spouse that claims. Leave that higher benefit for as long as possible, ideally until age 70 in many circumstances.
Right. And if you're a single person, I guess you really got to do some hard thinking.
Yep, you really do, because you know, you need to look at what is the potential of other sources of income. If you have a good potential in other sources of income, if you have a pension, then you really need to balance that carefully. And this all kind of relates to what I had on my list of important things, and that is you've got to have a plan.
Right.
You cannot react to the circumstance and make a lifelong decision emotionally.
Right.
You have to be sure you have a plan.
The other thing to emphasize is people sometimes misunderstand this. When you retire from work, if you're under the age of 70, it does not mean that you have to begin claiming Social Security the day after you retire. You can keep working and claim, or you can retire and then wait till a date on the calendar. For example, when you can claim at 62, you can claim a little past age 66. Now, the maximum date you can go to is the age of 70, and that's when you do have to claim. And on our next conversation on the Saturday program, we can get into some of that and a few other great points with Nan Lesnick. Reach her at the office in Monterey, 656-0236, online, lesnickcompany.com. Thank you, Nan.
Thank you.